of Jesus. Amen. 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 I promised to take that off and project, so I'm going to try to do that. Amen.
Amen.
I want to extend greetings to you this morning from God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and from God's Holy Spirit. Who am I? I'm glad you asked that question. My name is Steve McIntosh, and I am a member of the Church of Christ for some 30 years, currently at the Victory Road Church of Christ in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay? Now, I'm coming to you this day because I'm just glad to be one of the children of God.
Amen.
I'm just glad to be able to come before you and express my love and my devotion and my appreciation for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Anybody else happy to be a child of God?
Amen.
Anybody else know that it's God that brought you this far? That it was God that woke you up this morning, started you on your way, giving you a ready mind to serve him and to love him and to appreciate your brothers and sisters that have chosen to be here today. It is a blessing. Once again, and to be in the house of God. So I'm not going to keep you too long, even though we all know long is a relative term. Okay, so keep that in mind. Okay, but I have something today that I'm hoping that you will be able to take with you and to inspire you not only to live the life that God has for you, but to teach others to do the same. Okay. So I'm going to express to you these five facts of life. Five facts of life that I believe if we would take into account every day of our lives, it will help us to live the life that God would want us to live, to appreciate that life, and to get us from earth to glory. But in order to do that, we're going to need to understand some things about ourselves and our spiritual situation, okay? And so without further ado, let's dive into this lesson and see what we can come up with.
All right.
Okay, so there are five facts, brothers and sisters. Five facts of immense importance. Five facts that have eternal ramifications for every man, woman, and child not named Jesus Christ. Five facts, no matter who you are, queen, vagabond, prince or pauper, president or outcast, you cannot escape or ignore these facts. And to ignore them would be done to your everlasting regret. Okay? Now, these five facts can be the difference between salvation and damnation. They can be the difference between life and death. These five facts, backed by biblical inspiration and divine instruction, coupled with godly wisdom, these five facts can enhance one's life if they are adhered to the letter. Amen. Okay, now allow me to take you on a short but essential spiritual journey as we explore these five facts, which I hope and pray will culminate in shedding of spiritual insight on the present state of every person ever to cross these mundane shores in the hopes of divine destination. Okay? In hopes of heaven. With your permission, what we are going to do is walk through Holy Writ, citing some specific scriptures, and land in a final place with the knowledge that if we dare to believe what the Bible says, follow what the Bible says, we can rest assured that the final promise of God can truly be ours as well, yours and mine. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. All right, ready? Here we go. Now, I'm going to read three scriptures together, and we're going to find out the first of these five facts. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw out these spiritual clues, and then we're going to come to a conclusion of what that fact actually is. The first one is Romans chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. And I'll try to read a little bit better now than I did this morning, amen? All right. I'm so glad y'all is just so wonderful and staying with me. The Bible reads as thus, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Okay, no, okay. I got another one for you. Okay, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all know that one. Okay? How about this one? Romans 5 and 12. Romans 5 and verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because of sin. Ladies and gentlemen, the inescapable fact number one is that we are all sinners. Amen. And come short of the glory of God. And we are to be absolutely open and honest with ourselves. We understand, whatever our position, spiritually speaking, we are all sinners. Amen. Amen. Fact number two. First clue, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. Okay. How about this one? Hebrews 9, 27. We'll say the first part of Hebrews 9, 27, if you will. As it is appointed for men once to die. Okay. Now, taking those two and putting them together. For the wages of sin is death. And as it is appointed for men once to die. We come to the second inescapable fact that we're going to talk about today is that unless we are presently on the earth at the second advent or the second coming of Jesus Christ, we will all die one day. We're all going to die one day. And that's not something we like to think about. But it is an inescapable fact. Okay? Fact number three. Clue number one, 2 Corinthians 5 and the verse is 10. 2 Corinthians 5 and the verse is 10. For we must all, mark that word all, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in this body, according to what he has done, whether it be good or bad. Amen? Amen. All right. Clue number two. Romans 14, verses 10 through 12. Romans chapter 14, verses 10 through 12. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. As it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Romans 14, 10 through 12. Let us know fact number three. Fact number three is simply this. We will all be judged. Amen. Inescapable fact that we can't get around. Right. No matter who we are, what walk of life, we all have an appointment that we all must meet. Now, you might be late for the doctor. Uh-oh. You might be late for the dentist. But this is an appointment we are all going to meet, and we're all going to be on time.
Amen.
And Christ will be there with us as well. Fact number four. Now pay very close attention to fact number four. As is this fact is pivotal to our understanding, to the understanding of everyone born in this life, from the beginning of time until time is no more. Ephesians chapter 2 and the verse is 12. Ephesians chapter 2, and the verse is 12. Amen. Give y'all time to get there. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. All found? Amen. Amen. That at the time you were with Christ, without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Having no hope and without God in the world. Clue number two, Ephesians 2 and verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2 and the verse is 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. And not of yourselves. And not of yourselves. See, fact number four, we cannot save ourselves. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. We cannot save ourselves. Now, man has foolishly and fruitlessly and vainly tried to save himself without God since Adam and Eve. Ever since they tried to cover themselves and cover their sins with fig leaves in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. And God had to show them then how the only way that sin can be covered. And that is with an innocent sacrifice. Record of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21. See, without God, man can never hope to save himself. Amen. Okay? Clue number one on our last fact number five. And that's in John 14 and verse 6, a well-known verse. I'm sure there's many of y'all, not all of y'all, can recite that back to me. Okay? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Okay? Clue number two, Acts 4 and verse 12. Acts chapter 4 and the verse is 12. Amen. Praise the Lord. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Y'all catch that? No other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Clue number three, Colossians 1:27. Colossians chapter 1 and the verse is 27. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery of the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of eternal glory. The hope of eternal glory. Don't miss that. Amen. Clue number four, 1 Timothy 1 and 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, and the verse is 1. Amen. Now, if I'm going too fast, y'all let me know. If I'm going too slow, let me know. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of our God and Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. Our hope. Our hope.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is our final fact and clue that I'm going to give you. Okay? Final clue. And actually, I've just given you the final clue. Let's go on to the final fact. Our last fact, it is simply this. Jesus Christ is our only hope. Jesus Christ is our only hope.
Amen.
Okay? Our only hope of salvation, the only one that is qualified to lead us from earth to glory, being the only man ever to come from glory to earth. Okay? So, naturally, he's the only one that knows the way. Okay? John 3, 12 through 13, and this is Jesus speaking. This is Christ talking. If I have told you of earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? See, no one has ascended to earth, to heaven, but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. Amen. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, as you can plainly see, following this trail of Holy Writ, understanding these five inescapable, immutable facts, I can say without fear of hesitation or reservation, any fear of contradiction, that indeed it should be crystal clear to any honest student of the Bible that these five indispensable, inescapable facts, number one, that we all indeed are sinners. Amen.
Amen.
Number two, that those not present at the second advent of Christ shall indeed taste of death. Number three, we will all be judged. Amen. Fact number four is that even with our best efforts, man in and unto himself, man alone, cannot save himself. We cannot save ourselves.
Amen.
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 And number five, that with our best, that Jesus is our best and really only hope of salvation.
Amen.
See, our hope lies in Jesus.
Amen.
Okay? There's no way around it. You can't go over him. You can't go under. You have to go through him.
Amen.
If you wish and want to get to the Father.
Amen.
That's it. Okay? So if we were to follow those five facts, those five inescapable, indisputable facts of life, that we are all sinners, that we will indeed die if we're not with Christ when he comes back, that we will all be judged, and that we cannot save ourselves, it brings us to fact number five, that Jesus is our salvation and our only hope in this world for life eternal until the next world. Okay? Now, the Bible also teaches in Romans 1 through 16 that the gospel of Jesus Christ is indeed the power of God to save, to salvation for everyone that believes. Now, question. How does one access this power?
All right.
Glad y'all asked me. Okay? Because the Bible says that one must hear the gospel, Romans 10, 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But not only one must hear, but one must believe that which they have heard. Acts chapter 15 and verse 7. Amen.
Amen.
And when there had been much dispute, Peter rose up and said to them, men and brethren, you know that a good while ago God chose among us that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe.
Right.
Now, what is this gospel that one must believe? 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you also received, and which you stand, by which you are saved, if you hold fast to that which I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, that which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now this is what one must hear and believe. Now once the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ is believed, this should cause a change in mindset and behavior. Okay? One willing to turn away from the ways of the world to the ways of God. The Bible calls this repentance.
Amen.
Okay? Luke 13, 3 and 5, Jesus himself says, I tell you nay, or I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Acts 17, 30 to 31. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Talking about none other than Christ himself.
Right.
Amen. Now, once one has decided to sincerely repent, not just report, but sincerely repent, the Bible says he is ready to proclaim publicly the sweetest name, most divine and truest statement ever uttered by mortal tongue, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:16. Simon Peter answered in response to Jesus' question, but who do you say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. Like my brother likes to remind me, this statement brought death to Christ, but it brings life to those willing to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ and to submit themselves to the will of God. Also, Acts 8:37, where the Ethiopian eunuch responded, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, after publicly stating this divine proclamation, one is then to be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
I reckon of Acts 2:38. Acts 2:38. Peter said to them, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Or Romans 6:35. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life.
Amen.
For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Okay? Now, putting on Christ, Galatians 3:27, the Bible says, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. Now, we need to understand this. This is but the beginning of Christianity.
Amen.
Okay, this is where it all starts.
Amen.
It's the beginning of one's walk with God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, incidentally, which a determinate measure of is given to the one who obeys the gospel of Christ.
All right.
To help the believer to run and finish this Christian race.
Amen.
This life that God has called us to. Now, once one is rightly, biblically baptized, it is then incumbent upon that same individual to do as Philippians 2:12 requires. That is to work out your soul salvation through fear and trembling. That is to, through the respect of God's word and obedience to that word, you are to develop and grow in your relationship with Christ, first with the first principles, or the milk that the Bible describes, and then to the more weightier or substance-filled principles that the Bible calls meat.
All right.
Then finally, to obey the gospel until the end, no matter what the cost.
Amen.
Until Christ returns or God calls us home. Revelations 2:10. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Signed, Jesus. Jesus, the Savior, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Son of God, God the Son.
Amen.
Now, you've heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. If anyone within the sound of my voice has not obeyed the gospel, there's no better time than today. Than right now. For those online who have not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, as it has been plainly laid out before you today, I urge you, I solemnly urge you to go to a biblically sound Church of Christ in your area, talk to the minister of that church or a sound member of the body of Christ in reference of how your soul salvation can be biblically achieved. Okay? 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. You can today become a member of the Church of Christ, the only church you can read about in your Bible. No, I did not stutter. Amen. Now, the water's probably ready for anyone who is not a child of God to become one right now. And the question is, the Lord is ready. Are you ready?
All right.
Okay? Now, if a member of the body of Christ needs prayer or needs to repent for any reason, let your request be known as Together We Stand and Together We Sing, the song of invitation.